Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have the hilarious, the wonderful Peter Murphy.
Hey, it's me.
He's back.
Oh, hey, it's me. I'm back.
He is.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. We have a three-camera setup.
I know.
It's a lot of cameras. You're like, where do I look? That's your camera. That's both of our cameras, and that's my camera.
So
if you look there, you won't be able to see anything.
Okay. Well,
it'll be silly. They're like, where is he looking?
I mean, you know, I'll talk to you.
That's probably smart.
I'll talk to you.
So how have you been? What's happening?
I've been good. Exciting. Looking forward to the summer.
Yeah.
Lots of other things happening in Los Angeles other than productions.
Yeah. That's so, everything but that.
So
yeah.
I'm looking to discover more of Los Angeles and... exciting, comedy out of town dates to do stand up, and then a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So since you were last on the podcast, have you watched any horror movies, or have you gotten more,
great question.
Like, what's the word? Accustomed.
I'm not a big horror guy.
I know.
And. Watching The Grudge.
Yes, which we talked about today, the 2004.
Alone, it really was chilling for me. Have I seen horror films lately? I saw the M. Night movie with Dave Bautista. You know what I'm talking about? It's Knock at the Door.
Oh, how was that?
It was... I feel like this is such a cop-out for horror films, but it was more of like a psychological thriller. It's like... That's like when a joke isn't funny and then you go, oh, it's a thinker.
Yeah.
It's like, Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I don't know about that.
But I enjoyed it and I thought I was like watching it. I at no point did I check out.
Okay, that's good.
And then no other horror films really came up for me.
That's wow, we didn't inspire like a horror movie marathon for you. It's fine. I'm not mad. I'm just sad. It's okay.
You know what's always on my list of movies to watch is anything from like the early 2000s, like Final Destination or anything fun like that. So I was happy to get into that with this one. Go back to that world.
It is a fun, silly movie. Final Destination.
Yes.
Pretty silly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love that one. Yeah. And I know you and Jake talked about it recently. But yeah, no, I'm not a big horror guy. And yeah.
Well, you're so brave to have watched The Grudge all by yourself. Which, why, did you not, did no one want to watch it with you?
Yeah, you know, it's because it was an assignment, I feel like I needed to pay the most attention. So my phone's over there, I got a bag of popcorn, and then I, for some reason, I did it to myself where I just turned off all the lights in my house and I was just like creeping myself out. I was like filled with chills.
Oh my God, you didn't need to do that.
I know. Halfway through the movie, I was like, let me turn some lights on in here.
You're like, I'm a little freaked out. Yeah.
There could be somebody else in here.
Yeah.
Because this movie, it's a psychological thriller.
Just a little bit. It's called The Grudge. Or do you know why it's called The Grudge?
No, because there's no American translation.
The ghosts, beings, have a grudge. And that is why it's called The Grudge. And I found that out and I went, I hate that. I get it, but I hate it.
Yeah, they set it up. They really hammer it in where, like, you know, like horror films sometimes do, which is like in the beginning, they'll have like that, they had that text. It's like, if a particularly gruesome, you know, heinous murder happens, I'm like, is this Law and Order?
Yeah. You're like, put it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then, you know, the spirits will occupy that space.
And then anyone who enters that space is, you know, they get the wrath.
They get grudged.
Yeah.
They get grudged upon.
Which is, you know, the... I was so confused this whole movie.
Okay.
There are so many... I've seen it before, but it's been a minute.
Yeah.
But there are so many flashbacks. I had to watch YouTube videos breaking everything down, and then it made more sense.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay. Okay. So from that's so interesting. My first WTF moment is Bill Pullman. Holy cow. Yeah. Very happy to see him.
Yeah.
The pride of, you know, Western New York, Hornell zone, Bill Pullman. Love him. Has he? Yes.
He just kind of suicide.
Yes, exactly.
You're like, hey, buddy. But I'm sorry. The way he does it, he just like flips over. I would have like jumped. I don't know. The way he did it, it made me. It's not funny, but it is.
It was like the life had already been taken out of him.
Yeah.
But so you see that and I'm like, oh my God. But then, like you were saying, the way the movie jumps around, the way that it freaked me out was it was like a memory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it time hops to a bunch of different places and you kind of, you know, go along with it, mm-hmm. you know, and then you kind of get it halfway through. Like, you know, it's not like a linear time necessarily. Yeah. And then, you know, at the end, Sarah Michelle Gellar, horror queen. I mean, come on.
Love her.
How could you not? You know, she's interacting with Bill Pullman, sort of. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, it feels like a memory. So then this is one of those movies that like stays with you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a horror movie that stays with you, especially with like some of the cuts where, the woman or the kid, like when they come up and like scare, mm-hmm. you know, whomever. Then it like cuts to black and I'm just like, ooh, that's like burned in my head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like they closed my eyes for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. The little child. Now I'm scared of kids. You know what I'm saying? Like the little boy with, and you're like, oh, he's just a little boy, but he's not.
He's
and
not.
Then he opens his mouth. The way he's like, ah, like that's, and it's just, I'm like, okay.
And is the cat?
It's dead. The cat is dead. So the, what I found out, again, it took me a second to like, I had to rewatch parts of it. I'm like, oh, this is what was happening. Because when you watch it initially, I'm just like, I'm kind of confused. But I think I got the overall gist of it.
Right.
But delving back in, I'm like, oh, I actually get it now. So the grudge mom was obsessed with Bill's character and was like in love with him. That's why when you see the photos, she's always in the back because she was like in love, stalking him. The husband found the notebooks of, I think his character name was Peter.
Bill Pullman's name is Peter.
Yeah, so it's just Peter.
Like emotionally you did that to me on purpose.
I forgot about that, but that worked out perfectly.
Because there's a whole scene where he's just like, Peter, 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 Peter,
and
Peter.
You're like, I'm going to turn the lights on now, I'm scared.
I know, last night I was like, no, it's happening.
I'm going to sleep with all the lights on. Yeah, that's fair. And then he finds out he kills his wife and then drowns his son and supposedly the cat and then hangs himself.
But doesn't the wife rip his jaw off?
I think so.
I think the wife rips his jaw off and also rips off the jaw of
Yoko, who was the care. Again, yeah. I was also confused about like the job. I was like, so it's a hospice-esque caregiver facility, and that's what Sarah Michelle Gellar is like working at.
Yes, and oh man, when I saw Sarah Michelle Gellar, I was thinking, wow, I cannot wait for Freddie Prinze Jr. to show up.
You're
where's
like,
Scooby?
Husband, I need him. Matthew Lillard, where are you?
Where is Scooby Doo?
That's what I always ask. Because this was around the same time.
Because
it was 2004. I think the first movie or the second movie came out around 2004.
It could have been the same week, you know.
Yeah, I've heard.
In my mind. But, you know, you see Sarah Michelle Gellar, and then you see her, her boyfriend in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not doing much. He's not doing much.
It's okay that he died. I wasn't upset.
Who's, okay. Because is he worthy of Sarah Michelle Gellar?
The only person who is Freddie Prinze.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, period.
But at the same time, I'm like, oh, she followed this guy all the way to Japan?
That's,
like,
I mean, that's love, but also, damn.
That's love. And so the first scene, they're in bed, and he's like, oh, babe, you know, they're supposed to be in their early 20s, mid-20s, I guess. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, babe, I'm going to be late for my, you know, final. And she's like, I turn the clocks forward an hour. And I'm like, oh, this is so cute.
You're like, oh, no.
And they're like happy and in love. And they're like, they're two people that could like be anywhere. And I'm like, that's gross.
Love, gross.
I did this thing with a girlfriend once where we had been dating, and this was reminiscent of a past relationship I had where we had only been dating for like a month and a half, 2 months, and we didn't want to say I love you, but when we looked at each other, it was like that. Yeah. So instead of saying I love you, we said I value you. After every phone call, like at the middle of nowhere, and I was just like, oh, they got that.
Same thing with me, but it was I appreciate you.
Really? You did that?
Yeah.
You had a relationship like
that?
And then I told him
I love you, and I was like, I figured we should start saying it. He goes, oh, I just thought we would never would say it. I'm like, okay. Yeah, no. You're right. Never mind. I didn't want to say it. Never mind. Take it back.
Yeah, you're like, I was doing I love you light, and you're doing, you know, whatever.
You're being too literal. I guess we can say it now. I'm like, okay, never mind.
So they're in this great relationship, and like also the guy's hair is like a helmet.
I feel I mean, the early 2000s, I feel like they, or mid 2000s, a little bit of everything. Honestly, all the time, there's always helmet hair.
That's, yeah, he's got the swoop.
Yeah.
And it brought me back to 04 for sure.
So did you have a swoop?
Did I have a swoop? Yeah. My hair was really like wavy and curly, and I just like, I was at the beach a lot growing up in Florida. So, you know, you just let it grow and then shave it. You let it grow and shave it.
Shave it fully off?
Yeah. Okay. Not a lot of reliable barbers in Florida.
You're just like, I'm just going to do it myself?
That I found. Yeah, okay, exactly. One time my grandpa was like, I'm going to bring you to this guy who cuts people's hair based on the shape of their face. And I was like, okay. I think I was like 12 years old. And he was like, if you do this, we'll go to laser tag afterwards. I was like, all right, cool.
You're like, fair.
Yeah. And I don't like the haircut was just like, I don't know. It was basically all it did was cover my big ears.
Okay.
And you'll say, Peter, maybe you don't have big ears. But, you know, at the time, my ears were the first thing to hit puberty.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so he did a good job.
They were, yeah.
And then I went to laser tag with my grandpa and then 50 strangers. That was my experience.
I mean, you could bribe me with laser tag any day.
I
would do almost anything.
I love a laser tag.
But, it's great.
It seemed like all the Americans did in this movie were just, like, hang out at home.
Yeah.
Because everywhere else is dangerous.
Yep. They're like, because they're not in, if you're not in America and you're an American, watch out. The world is scary. It's not. They could have gone out. They could have been fine.
Yeah. I wish I had a scene where they were like at a bar or like.
Yeah. Or like doing something like normal.
Yeah.
I mean, they went for a walk. But then
Graveyard.
To a graveyard. They're like, hey, we should watch this woman mourn her lost relative and just stare at her. And I'm like, hey, that's weird. If I was at a graveyard and someone, like I was, you know, at a funeral and, you know, mourning somebody and someone was just like, so that's what they're doing. So they're like sending, you know, the smoke to the spirits.
Spooky.
I'd be like, get away from me. You're weird.
It's, yeah, spooky stuff. That's like, you know, it's like a weird date. Like,
yeah.
Like, she couldn't get him to agree to that beforehand. She was just like, I got somewhere else we're going to go on the way. You know?
Yeah. You're just like, I think we're going to take a shortcut. They're like, where's the shortcut? Past the graveyard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I got something to show you. Also, I don't know why this bothered me, but she's wearing the largest turtleneck I've ever fucking seen.
Dude, I'm so glad you said that.
And I was like, being me, I don't think any early 20s person would wear a giant turtleneck. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think you are, because let me tell you what it reminded me of.
What did it remind you? Oh, God.
Of the outfit that Drew Barrymore wore in Scream.
Okay.
I was like, same sweater.
Okay.
I thought like, oh man, same sweater. And I was like, okay, is she gonna die early? Wait, that already happened to Bill Pullman. And then like at that point, when I'm looking at the sweater, I'm like, wow, okay, Drew Barrymore sweater. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember Bill Pullman's in this movie. How many days was he on set?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, obviously he comes back later and you find out that, you know, you see the film as like a memory.
Yeah.
And like out of order. But I was like, oh man, what a fun day for Bill Pullman. You show up, you just get out of bed with your wife, girlfriend, whomever.
Yeah. And she's like, hi, honey. Good morning.
Yes.
And she's so cheery. And then he's just like, bye.
Does it ever take you out of a movie when you see somebody sort of like fully dressed in bed? Yeah, it's all just like
I'm like, okay. You know what? Some people do that though. I'm like, I don't.
She must run cold. I don't know. I have no idea.
That sounds like it's hot. I'm already hot flashing just thinking about it.
Yeah, and how does Bill Pullman get out of bed? Wait.
How does he get out of? He gets out of bed. I don't know.
But like, how does he get out of bed without waking her up? Or he did wake her up, or he wasn't there.
But how does
he at the house all night?
But then how does she, did he wait for her to wake up to kill himself?
Yes.
Like I was like, that's so petty. Like just do it. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Like do it. I feel like I wouldn't want people to like interfere. Like at that point.
If a tree falls in the woods and then no one's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. If Bill Pullman commits suicide.
Other people were around on the ground. So they would have been, she would have found out eventually. But she would have woken up, gone to get her morning coffee, looked down and be like, oh, shit, that's my boyfriend, husband?
Yeah.
What are they together?
I think husband.
Okay.
Might have been husband. No. It seems serious. They had a lot of pictures together.
Yeah.
Felt like they value each other. They appreciate each other.
Yeah. Triggered.
And, okay, yeah. And then at this point, we're still in the first scene of the movie and I'm like, all right, this is going to tell me everything I need to know about the movie.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Cause it jumps around so much.
Right.
We even jump back. So after, Sarah Michelle Gellar, she goes to, she gets an assignment to go to the, care for this woman. Because Yoko, the old caregiver, she decided to go check up in the attic, which you don't do.
No.
Do you have an attic? Have you ever, in your like your parents' house, did you ever go up there?
The only thing that we had in the attic was Christmas decorations.
Okay.
And every year on like December 26th or 27th, my grandma would go to JCPenney's and get a new light up deer.
Okay.
So we would just have like six or seven light up deers up there.
Oh my God.
And there wasn't a lot of space. It wasn't like a crawl space.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was just deer. You put the top half of your body up there and you grab whatever there is. It's not like a chill spot to hang out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't understand how people have these like large attics. My grandpa, his house has like a huge ass attic, but it's like stuff hasn't been touched since the 60s.
Ooh.
And it's creepy. Kind of cool though, but I do have a tiny crawl space in my room. And when I was little, I tried to like go up there and like see what was up there. And the chair broke under me and the leg went right up my cooch.
Oh.
And it was bad. And yeah, that was really bad. Yeah. I'm still scarred by that. And my neighbor was with me at the time and I couldn't see her for weeks because I had to apologize for my behavior. And I was like, she was the one who told me to go up there.
Mm.
I didn't know the chair was this flimsy. So I also don't weigh that much. Even then I didn't weigh that much. So I'm like, literally this chair, not for standing apparently.
Yeah. I don't trust hammocks, since I was in college and I sat in one and it just busted right in the middle of a party.
Ooh.
Everyone was like, ooh, Peter.
Ooh, yikes. Ooh.
Yeah. Also, this bring up a good point. She had to go up into the attic.
Yeah. But also, she's like, flashlight. Why is everyone like, let me get a lighter? And like, that's the creepiest thing to do. Don't do that.
A lighter. Yeah, exactly. And then
she just gets sucked up.
It's foreshadowing because then Sarah Michelle Gellar's boyfriend smokes and then he, you know, she's got the lighter trying to set the house on fire. But at the end, we were able to save the house.
Yeah.
Like, okay, great. Cool. Why didn't you save that dude that died?
Yeah.
This is another horror film that could be avoided if you just stay at home. So maybe that's the Americans were thinking, you know, I'm going to stay at home so I don't get into horror film. But then their curiosity got the best of them.
100%. The What do you think about the infamous shower scene?
Yes. So, I mean, a big part of, you know, I hadn't seen this film in years. Mm-hmm. And a big part of the promo was, you know, that crazy shower scene. Yeah. And from what I read about, you know, like trivia on the film, for some reason, Sarah Michelle Gellar was allergic to Japanese water. Did you hear about this?
No.
Did you know this? Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this? Do you remember 2004? And it came out.
Remember 2004? So I was trying to think about what I remember about 2004. Maybe nothing.
I don't think I remember anything.
I think there was a World Cup that year for soccer. So Sarah Michelle Gellar was allergic to the Japanese water.
Okay.
So they had to, you know, in the shower scene, what you don't see on camera is she's in like a tube top and then a plastic, not plastic, but I don't know, whatever garbage bags are made of, garbage bag.
Yeah.
To make sure the water doesn't touch her, because for some reason she was allergic to it. And so then in anticipating, you know, that hand thing, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is where it's going to happen. And then I was like, oh, creeped out by it. And I was also just like, wow, of the time, this must have been one of the hardest CGI things to pull off.
Probably. Yeah.
And I don't know how they did it, you know, because you look at, you know, The Matrix and like even Fast and the Furious, you know, the original one. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh yeah, that's 2001.
Yeah,
that's 2002,
you can tell.
Two or whatever it is. But it was creepy. It was spooky, and it was also like, it wasn't long. And everything in this film that was scary to me was so subliminal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like just a second, just a second of, you know, creepy kid, just a second of meowing, and like I don't know why, but I felt like the cat was meowing throughout the whole movie, even when...
Yeah, that's what people have been... I read that too, that the cat's like throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's like creepy spirit. And like, it, like I said, I was saying before, it's a movie that like sticks with you, because like sometimes I'll be by myself.
And you'll just hear a cat meowing?
No, I'll like... Uh-oh. I'm like, did I see something out of the corner of my eye?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, but maybe. Maybe
I
it's
mean,
a spirit.
There's a hand right there. Ah!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yikes.
Yeah, I thought the shower scene... I mean, the shower scene still holds up as creepy.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
Creepy. I think there is creepier, though.
Okay.
Because that one woman, I believe it was, I don't remember. Again, there's all these people.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was the first family that was in the house. And she goes to hide under the covers. Which is, everyone's like, that's your safe space.
Yes.
Under the blankets. Nothing can get you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you see something, and then you open the covers, and there's Grudge Mom. She's going to drag you down.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh.
You know, speaking of, so, I don't know if you clocked this, but I thought it was weird. So, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
You know, in the first scene, we see Bill Pullman, and he's waiting for his wife to wake up so he can kill himself in front of her. And then, which is so inconsiderate.
He's just overall rude.
Rude.
She does not value or appreciate it.
Exactly. So that happens. And then she doesn't move.
Yeah.
So Sarah Michelle Gellar, you know, knows how to find her because same address. And she gets there, and it's in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And Bill Pullman's wife, I forget the character's name, but she's wearing like a club dress.
She's going out.
Do you remember what she was
wearing?
It's afternoon.
Yeah, it's afternoon, man. It's party time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get it.
It was in the middle of the day, and she's wearing a red, like, single strap dress. And I'm like, where are you going? Or where are you coming from?
A night out, and also she's leaving again.
She's
got
know.
Places to be.
I'm like, is she over it? Doesn't seem like she's over it, but she's over it.
She's got to find a new husband pretty quick. Apartment is expensive. That won't pay for itself.
I know, but several years have gone by.
That's
3 years at least, right?
Is that the timeline?
I feel like it.
That's confusing. Again, how like the span of like when the murder initially is, and then when she.
Yeah.
You know, when, what is...
I want to hear more about her. I want to see
what's her backstory?
Yeah.
What's happening? Why is she wearing the dress?
Yeah.
Does she have a date?
Yeah. What does her first date look like? It's like, yeah, well, my husband killed himself.
In front of me. He waited. He waited to make sure I was awake. Which is petty.
Yeah, I know. Come on. This is probably the least likable Bill Pullman character ever, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, give me Casper Pullman. Give me Independence Day Pullman.
Here for
it. Right?
Yeah, here for it.
What? Yeah. Another WTF moment was like, why does this guy, I mean, if cell phones were invented.
Yeah.
Oh, text, like, hey, where are you? You know, not leaving notes.
But also it's the grudge can like imitate people and shapeshift in that one scene. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, what? This is another, you're like, okay. And it's, I mean, it's a curse. It has its own little a mind of its own. I'm still confused about how to get rid of it. I don't think you can.
Do you burn down the house?
Do you have to find peace for them? But how do they know you're trying to help them find peace? Because Grudge Mom is just crawling down the stairs, which was actually her crawling down the stairs and doing all that stuff and like doing the weird.
She's like contorting.
Yeah, she can actually do that, the actress.
Oh, man.
She's impressive and scary.
How do you show someone that?
You're like, hey, I got this skill. They're like, hey, this is a weird party trick. Hold on. I got to pull this out.
I'm weirded out when people, you know how double jointed people will like force it on you?
Yeah, like that.
that's not your shoulder.
I can't do
and
that.
And you're not like twisting your leg backwards or something like
that. I wish I could, man. I freaking wish I could. That'd be cool.
But yeah, like just like you just did. It's like I'm double jointed.
I'm double jointed. Well, you said it. And I was like, I don't pull it out for everybody. I just, there it is.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Be honored.
Appreciate you for that. Yeah, like don't worry guys, I can do this.
Yeah, I got this.
Let me just crawl down the stairs like a spider.
The end scene or like the where Sarah Michelle Gellar is lighting the house on fire, mm-hmm. and she goes to open or her boyfriend's dead now because the grudge is eating his soul, whatever happened, just kind of like hovered above him, and then he's like, I'm dead. And then she goes to open the door. The face of the grudge mom that's just like, and then you like open the door, and then she's right. I don't know. Just the, I'm like, is that actually her, or was that like a head on a stick? Because it kind of looked like that. I know they did cut. So I know that it could obviously be her, but in my head I was like, that's a head on a stick. That's not a real person.
Right. Yeah, like how did they... Yeah, because thinking about this film, like, you know, I'm thinking like, all right, how many days did mm-hmm. Bill Pullman have to work on this? And also like, what's practical? Like, you know, the stair thing. And then what's, you know, CGI? And then also like, the bath scenes are crazy too.
Yeah, just like the hand and then...
Oh, like what do you got? The little kid in there? Just like, all right, and he's got like a snorkel or something?
That's, you know, this is why I do not take baths.
Oh.
They're weird and you don't know what's in the bottom.
You
can see it, but also...
But like...
Shower all the time.
The reason...
Also, maybe not. Maybe I should just stop using water.
Stop using water.
I'm scared, period.
Well, two things. Number one, this is why I take a bath.
That's okay.
Because if there's a hand back there, I want to like prop it up like a little pillow.
You want to prop? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know, like, it's like relaxed.
Yeah, it's like a little, it's a headrest.
It's a headrest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's like if I got something back there, I'm going to use it.
You're like, I need another hand. Oh, wait, I'll have this, hold that. Yeah.
And then I don't know if you go through days like this, but like, I think it was, yesterday. I was like halfway through the day, you know, you get ready for work, you go to work, you come home and you got a lot of things, you're multitasking.
Yeah.
And I was like, did I shower today?
All the time.
I was, you go.
Yeah. And I'm like.
You go through that too?
I'm like. I'll put some deodorant on. We'll shower tomorrow or tonight. I don't got time. We'll be fine. Oh, you know, it'd be like, you know. Sometimes it'd be like that. And you don't mean to, but you're like, whoop, there it is. My bad.
But if you don't shower, you can avoid probably 25% of spooky, you know,
that's true.
Spookiness.
Honestly, if you just lock yourself in a room,
yeah,
there you go. You're fine.
I'm thinking, yes, exactly.
Panic room, done.
Doing it. And that's what all the Americans were thinking when they were in Japan. They're like, we're staying home, we're going to work, but they weren't even safe there.
Yeah. Because the one woman from the first family was like, I'm scared to go out because she's like, I got lost and no one spoke English.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you live in a different country. You need to learn the language at least a little bit, or Duolingo wasn't around. That's a shame.
Yeah, there's been so many apps and modifications to the world that have made horror films harder to make.
Yeah.
But okay, so yes, so at the end there, I think her head's on a stick.
Yeah.
In the finale, the two characters we're not talking about, the one actress who was in The Faculty.
Yes.
Oh, dude, love her.
She's awesome. I was like, oh,
I need more
you.
Of her.
I love her. But again, bye.
She
went away pretty quick.
Just spooked out. Just like possessed and spooked out. And like, you know, I thought it was so funny because I kind of would have done the same thing. She's in the grocery store and she's like, what's in this package? And she like pokes the ramen and she's like, okay. No, I'll eat it. You remember that? She's like grocery shopping for the first time. Uh-huh. And I guess it was to show, like, you know, her how much of a fish out of water she is. But it's like,
look at all this different food. Yeah. She clearly doesn't belong here.
I know.
Good God.
It didn't make me want to visit Japan necessarily.
It didn't, or it did?
It did not.
Okay. It's not a pro Japan movie.
Yeah. I know my apartment isn't spooky, yeah, so I'm safe there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if it was in Japan.
I'm nervous, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm nervous. Yeah. And also, yeah, this whole movie could be avoided because work at home.
There you go. Never leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have someone who has dementia, avoid them at all costs because they probably, it's not dementia, it's The Grudge.
Who did you think had the best acting performance?
My stomach. just growling really loud. I hope you can hear that. Can you hear it? Awesome. Yay.
It's revving up in there.
I'm pretty sure you have an Asian girl in your stomach.
It's
right
the
now.
Oh, dude, you got grudged. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do the voice? John?
I'm good.
No, do it.
Nope, that didn't sound good
at all.
It sounds like an
insane. I think
I'm good.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh yeah, who had the best acting performance?
Honestly, The Grudge Mom.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was everyone else. Honestly, this wasn't an amazing movie. It was creepy.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is... There's something about the Grudge being that, you know, the little boy Grudge and then the mom Grudge and baby Grudge.
I am Grudge.
I am Grudge. I have a grudge. But I don't know. There's something fascinating about just... It's so easy to like be, you know, play it a different way, and I think they played it really well.
Oh yeah, the like you said, the mom, who's, you know, got dementia,
yeah,
right? Not a word really in the movie, yeah, and
her facial expressions were fantastic.
Oh yeah. Yes, like
I'm surprised terrifying. She didn't die a lot sooner. Did she die?
Did she die?
Well,
she might be out there.
Grudge for.
She might be grudging.
She's grudging. She's got
begrudgingly.
A grudge. So, have you ever had a grudge?
Oh, I've ever kept a grudge?
Yeah. Guys, yeah. We have a weasel in the room.
There's a weasel in the room?
Oh, dude.
The legend himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, guys.
Paulie
Shore.
What's up,
dude?
How's it going? I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, you're golden.
You guys having a nice time?
We're having a wonderful time.
Cool. Having a good time? How are you doing?
Good. Just came back from the gym, but you guys continue. Nice.
Amazing.
Heck yeah, dude.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be great.
Watch out for the ceiling though. There's stuff coming down. Watch out.
Uh-oh. That's coming down. Blood.
Also, during the entire recording that the Comedy Store
it does that.
Sign has been it falling and I'm like, we're getting grudged.
It does that all the time. The tape doesn't stay up. It's fine. I'm not mad.
A quick drop in from Paulie. He's the man.
He's the man.
Have I ever had a grudge? Yes. Okay, and about what? I need you, like, I don't need you to do anything, but like, could you please tell me if I was in the wrong for this?
Okay.
So I was dating this girl.
Yep.
And we broke up. Oh, no. Okay. My buddy Mike was dating this girl. He broke up with her. And then this guy, in like a rebound scenario, they slept together. My buddy Mike's ex-girlfriend and then this other guy.
Okay.
And then I was dating this other girl, and we the four of us were friends. I know your stomach doesn't like it already.
It's the grudge is like
The grudge is grudging you up. And so then, okay, so then the four of us were friends. Mike and his girlfriend break up, and then she sleeps with this guy.
Okay,
and then so it's me and this other girl, and then we broke up.
Okay,
and then in like a rebound thing, she slept with that same guy.
Oh my,
okay. Not Mike, but the other guy.
Okay,
and then I saw him at a thing.
Okay,
and I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Like, it felt like, it almost felt like predatory. And yeah. I was like, what's your deal, man? You just going around doing stuff like this? And it really bummed me out. And like, we were like, just kind of like casual friends.
Yeah.
But then I like approached him. I was like, dude, I think what you're doing is shitty.
Yeah.
You suck. And like, I don't want to ever talk to you again.
Yeah.
So was I wrong or like, or what was I wrong for that?
I think it's both, because they can kind of do whatever they want, but also it's not a nice thing to do. So it's, I see both sides. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't do that,
right?
But like, if it happens, it happens, because you're no longer together. But also, you know. But yeah,
yeah,
you're wrong.
Nobody, I know. Yeah, I'm wrong.
No, you're fine.
Nobody owes me anything. No. But I'm just like, that's kind of. That's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, I don't want to be with somebody, be a friend of somebody like that.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, just sort of like a, you know, you go out and you see him type of a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. What grudges have you held?
Okay. This is my longest grudge. I'm really good at holding a grudge.
Really?
I'm really good at it.
I never want to cross you.
It's a passion. I remember shit. And it's like, you cross me, I'm like, I'll remember this forever. This was the second and third grade. Okay.
Okay, and, wow.
Yeah, I know. This is like, but this one hurt me. This one hurt me bad. this girl who we'd been friends since kindergarten. We're in the same Girl Scout troop. Really good friends. We'd go to all our birthday parties. We'd go on, you know, field or vacation together and all that jazz. Sports together. We were buddies.
Yeah.
But of course, I am me, and I was the weird kid, and she was the, I'm going to stick to social norms, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to be slightly different because that's me.
Sure, sure.
And she, at her birthday party, announced in front of everyone, you're never invited to another birthday party ever again. And it was true. She never invited me to another one. And to this day, I'm still kind of hurt. And if I ever see her again, I am going to bring it up.
Just you.
Just me.
So she's
just
like, me. Hey, everyone, she I have announced, an announcement.
She pointed to me. She's like, you. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
That stinks.
Yeah, so that's my grudge. But
and so would you ever run into her?
Probably not.
Okay.
But it's okay.
This guy, I don't know if he lives in Los Angeles anymore.
We're going to find him, and we're going to, you know.
We're going to sleep with him, too.
Yeah, that's what we're all. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Good for us. So out of 10, the grudge, what do you think?
I know, you're going to hate me for this, but I've got a pizza scale. So okay. I only rate things on pizza.
Remember that.
It's
that.
Either zero or it's 10. It's,
okay.
It's this is one of the only things that is binary. For me, it's zero or it's 10. And like, what do I rate a scary movie on? It's like, okay, does it stay with you?
Yeah.
Did it creep me out in the moment? And was it like believable?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah. I got chills multiple parts of the movie. The way, I mean, also Sam Raimi produced it.
Yeah.
And with which, you know, I don't know what that means necessarily. I
was amazing.
Ready for that one guy, Bruce, what's his name, to show up?
Wayne?
Bruce Wayne. No, not Bruce Wayne, but there's that one guy that's
Campbell.
Like, what's his, Bruce Campbell, yeah. Bruce Campbell's in every.
Bruce Wayne. Oh, yes.
Every Sam Raimi movie. Yeah, and maybe he was in one of the background in one of the pictures.
Yeah, maybe.
But then the way that it was shot, I forget the director's name, but the way they were, or the DP as well, but like the way that it was shot in like everything like that was so subliminal. It's like I can close my eyes and I'm like, oh, I see that.
Yeah.
And like, they kind of like, there were these like blackouts that like close your eyes for you. And I was like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a 10. It was spooky. It was scary. And I love Bill Pullman, Sarah Michelle Gellar,
mm-hmm.
and the actress from The Faculty who, you know,
yeah,
I love.
She's iconic. Yeah.
Big crush.
I would give it a 5.
Five.
I liked it, but this isn't my favorite. The acting was okay. That's why I was like, The Grudge did the best acting. It was fine. I think it was overall did what it needed to do. It did creep me out in when it needed to, but other times I was like, okay, this is silly. This is so, and it's, which is fine. I think it was overall a good film, but I don't think I'm ever gonna watch it again.
I think my takeaway was like, sometimes I wonder if the pitch for this was like, I mean, obviously it was a remake of a Japanese film, right? But I wonder if the modern day pitch would be like, sometimes buildings are alive and they hold grudges.
That's, you know what? I think that's another movie. There you go.
I think that might be, you know, this place where we're at.
That
as
is
well.
100% the Comedy Store. So plug all your things that you got.
So, new episodes of my podcast, Florida Versus, coming out in June.
Hell yeah.
Everyone please watch NFL Tuesday Night Gaming, coming back for a second season with the NFL starting in the fall. And then, you can follow me on Instagram, Peter_Murphy. I'll be in Vegas the weekend of July 4th for shows. And then Baltimore, D.C. area, late August.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Yeah, and I got to get you on my
yes,
podcast.
Yes, it's been a minute. We were like, we're going to do it. And then we just don't because things happen.
Things
That's
happen
okay. That's life. That's
don't,
life.
Don't hold a grudge.
I won't, but I will say thank you to you and to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. Thank you to Filmcraft LA. You can find them at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at Filmcraft LA. Stay spooky. Don't hold a grudge. And. Okay, bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.